make it? Who is that fellow that said you can never succeed? Who is that man that said you remain poor? That person is telling lies. They are not your God. You must surely get to your channel of glory. You must become what God has destined you to be. The hand of Satan can never stop you. No matter the kind of problem you are facing, it must surely come to pass. Give ear to his word. Those that are in sorrow because of wretched life. You that is downtrodden, faced with diverse temptation, God your maker will deliver you from all troubles and difficulties. God will work out his purpose for you. The best part of Christ becoming a real person was that he was tempted, yet he did not give up. Jesus proved that we too can be tempted and live the victorious life in our own segment of time. Jesus has been troubled, tempted, and tried. No one is above trouble and temptation. He faced all and won. Because he won, we have the confidence that we shall certainly win. He won a real victory. He gave to all who receive and believe in his name the power of victory. Every pang and bitter truth, there is a sure relief from God. Jesus will speak the assuring word that sets you free. You are academically balanced, but no job. Because of evil royal statue that stands as Babylon in your life, you have been wandering, looking for help. You have been idle, wandering from house to house, from office to office, suffering weary days with sad complaints. You've been having wearisome nights, laboring day and night, but Satan hindered you. Don't be moved by this affliction. Jesus is appointed to you. He maintains the course of the afflicted. He is faithful. You've been asking, Lord, where is my portion in the land of the living? The Lord is your portion. He will exalt you to possess your possession. Don't be impatient. Wait for the Lord. He will repay you handsomely for your suffering. For the delay, he will restore double unto you. He will supply all your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. When the storms of life are raging, there is a place of refuge for you, which is in the shadow of God's hands. The Lord will free you from fear, doubt, and plight of sorrow. You are the product of God. Anything that happens to you is for our purpose. Every crooked path, the Lord will make straight.
Oh, daddy.
heaven and earth. All you weary hearts, filled with grief and pain, Jesus will come into your heart to give you peace, by all means. Your life will blossom. Trouble not your heart. Those whose hearts are filled with sadness and sorrow, the Lord will anoint thee with oil of gladness above thy fellows. Jesus will send joy that comes as a sweet and strange surprise. It is written, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. You may be hurting yourself too much thinking. Problems and temptations are facts of life. Man born of a woman is full of trouble. You must be prepared to endure many unpleasant situations before the end finally comes. Some may ask, isn't God powerful enough to end suffering? God has promised to end suffering. You cannot fight problems, trials, and temptation. All we can do is nothing unless God intervenes, blesses, and changes situations. Job said, I'll wait till my change comes. Wait, for your change will come. You are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. You are perplexed, but not in despair. I call it a light affliction, which is for a moment. In all this, be joyful always, like Joseph when he was in prison. Fill up your soul constantly with joy by singing hymns. When enemies and Satan strive to injure you, and all their acts employ, God will return what seems harm into everlasting joy. To those whose feet were pushed away for success, the good Lord will put your feet on the right path. Your feet will not slip. This time, your feet will not be swept off. Maybe things are not going the way you had planned. Somebody whom you trusted has disappointed you. You can no longer train your children in school because of difficulties. You can no longer pay for your house rent. That very building that has been under construction for so many years, you have not been able to complete it due to lack of finance. There are many businesses you are in for yourself, but you have been in a financial strait. Nobody is eager to help. You work from dawn till dark, but you are faced with a problem of the more you struggle, the less you achieve. And it seems to you as if your world has come to an end. Cleave unto God. When God remembers you, your case will change. When God steps into your life, those who stood against you will bow. There is no circumstance beyond his control. There is no situation he cannot handle. Maybe there are one or two things you've been praying and fasting for. You think God has forgotten you. He has not. In no distant time, you will smile. For God to intervene at his appointed time. no straightness. I know you do everything, said Job. The love of God does not discriminate. The Lord will perform good things in your life. Are you living in abject poverty? The Lord will raise the poor from the dunghill. The Lord will satisfy the poor with bread. The Lord opens his hands and satisfies the desire of every soul. When the poor and the needy seek water and their tongue fell for water, the Lord will open rivers in the high places, fountain and in valleys. He will make wilderness a pool of water. For riches and honor are with the Lord. Yea, durable riches. The rock will pour out for you rivers of oil. Children of the kingdom, I call you children of the kingdom and not children of the wicked ones. For we are not of them that draw back to perdition. The past should not be remembered. Forget the things which are behind. Reach unto the things which are before. Look not on the things which are seen, but on the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are forever. Walk by faith and not by sight. That which the cankerworm, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm have destroyed, Jesus will restore and redeem your loss. The bride eyes not her garment, but her dear bridegroom's face. Look unto the face of Jesus Christ. For he said in the Bible, those that seek me shall find me early. Dark has been the night, but day spring is at hand. Look forward for the dawn of happy days. Cry no more. There will be joy in the morning. To the hungry, the Lord will feed you. That which will be set on thy table shall be full of fatness. You will eat and be abundantly satisfied with the fullness of the Lord. As you have been taking the water of affliction, home affliction, ancestral affliction, and barrenness affliction, the Lord will make you to drink of the river of his pleasure. You that trust in the Lord, but faced with problems, the Lord will continue to show his loving kindness. None have rest, for none are free from problems. Some are hiding their problems, looking unto Jesus for help.
Speak to the sick for healing. Brethren,
I call you holy brethren, you in the house of Christ Jesus, believe that Jesus is a mediator of better covenant, which was established on better promises. Every of his promises upon your life shall be fulfilled. For all the promises of God in him is yea, and in him is amen. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in you. You are children of God, the heir of God, and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ will intercede for you in all these things, for he is the living intercessor. You are more than conqueror through Jesus Christ who loves you. The Lord will grant you according to your heart desire. For unto thee, O Lord, shall thy desire come. The Lord will bless your latter end more than your beginning. Don't believe that God wants you to suffer. Suffering can bring out the best in you, and the trial God allows can build your faith. You shall return and come to Zion with songs, and everlasting joy shall be upon your heads. Sorrows and sighs shall flee away. The Lord will cause you to inherit substance. The Lord will give you his blessings that makes rich and has no sorrow. Patience is to watch and wait. Courage is to keep every fainting soul. Faith is the only sacrifice. Trust in the Lord and find a sweet relief. Take comfort in the word of God. Be assured it will not last long. Knowing the word, we help you cope with suffering. May the God of all grace, who has called you unto his eternal glory by Christ, after that you have suffered, we make you perfect, establish you firmly, strengthen and settle you. Now the Lord Jesus Christ, himself and God, even our Father, which had loved you,